we call this meeting of City Council to order. Stand for Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Colosimo.
Present.
Coke.
Here.
Milchewski.
Here.
Cott.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Frieders.
Here.
Teeling.
Here.
Trulis.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Are there any amendments to tonight's agenda? Okay. We have a presentation, City Services Survey presentation.
All right, so I'm going to just give you guys a brief overview of the results from the city survey that was administered this past year. So first, some logistics about the survey. It was an online survey, as it was in the past. We sent out numbers to utility billing account holders being inserted in the mail. The survey was open March through November, and this allowed us to capture different times of the year and account for things such as differences in fluctuations in services throughout the year. Just another thing to keep in mind that the results of the survey are just some clear tool that we can use. It's also important to keep in mind that because the number of responses decreased by about half from the 2013 survey, that each individual response this time is going to count for a higher percentage. So one of the first questions that we asked was for residents to compare, or to rate, sorry, the city services from very satisfied to very dissatisfied. Coming out of the top three were police, quality reviews, recycling and yard waste, and quality parks. And so those percentages come from a combination of the answer options, very satisfied and satisfied. And just kind of a note in the corner, I put page numbers, so if you are looking at them for this, kind of where I put the information from. And then for our highest dissatisfaction, there's two services that were over 50% dissatisfaction, which was flow of traffic and congestion management and maintenance of streets. And kind of just what I take from this is that basically residents want us to pay attention more to fixing the roads, but just like the inconvenience with construction. And so this is just kind of a win-win situation in that way. Overall, we did see a satisfaction decrease for all city services, with the exception of two. One of them was the maintenance of sidewalks infrastructure, and that went up by 3.2%, even though it was one of the worst rated services. And then the other was the quantity of parks. The other important thing to note is that the decrease, two of the three, the top three decreases, had to do with communication. That's both with elected officials and city staff. So I'll cover that a little bit more in detail in the communication section. Another question we asked is for residents to rate a number of city council goals. Overall, these have been pretty consistent throughout the 3 years that we've given the survey. The major switch was an increase on work of completing unfinished subdivisions and a decrease in attract manufacturing and light industrial development. We asked residents to rate their satisfaction with overall quality and value, looking at things such as the quality of life in the city, quality of city services, image of the city, and then the value that you get for city services compared to taxes. And one thing that is important to note here is that the rate of dissatisfaction is very close to the rate of satisfaction. And what I took from this is that we just need to put more effort into communicating to residents what exactly we're doing with tax dollars and show them how much of it goes back to the city. So that illustration on the right there is just one of several ways that you can illustrate. So each each container just represents a taxing jurisdiction, and kind of what amount or what percent of your tax dollar goes to each of us. Then I looked at advantages and disadvantages. Primarily, we saw what we expected here with things such as neighborhoods and schools and housing being seen as very advantageous, all with rates of disadvantages under 10%. And then things like shopping and transportation were seen more as a disadvantage. All right, and then on to public safety. We saw an overall satisfaction decrease. It's also important to note that people are still overall satisfied. And one increase that we could see is the bottom, which is the efforts to prevent a major crime, that did go up, and that's one of the highest priorities for people. So that's really great to see that we're improving on something that people want us to. And then there was also a switch here between enforcing traffic on major streets and visibility of police and retail areas. And just essentially, by looking at the questions and comments and on the subject matter of public safety, basically the two takeaways would be that people are looking for increased enforcement of traffic laws on the major busy streets. And just then overall presence, and this can be done in several ways, such as posting on social media or even a clearer presence in events, etc. Next is public works, and I'm going to be mostly talking about snows and streets over and over again. First, as far as satisfaction services, the two highest decreases were both in snow removal of major streets and of neighborhood streets. And we actually did see an increase of maintenance of major city streets. So that just means things with projects like Green Park Road getting done that people are recognizing that we're making improvements in that area. But even still, we're still seeing that people are overall satisfied. Highest satisfaction was in snow removal of major streets. One important thing to notice here is that the difference between major streets and neighborhood streets is how more satisfied people are with snow removal on major streets versus neighborhood streets. And then the fact that we need some neighborhood streets is seen as more overly all dissatisfied. And then next year, the comments, snow and streets come up again, people commenting on the snow removal process, and then just mostly suggestions of streets that we want to see improvements to. And these are increases in this type of comments from years prior. And then also for public works, we're seeing that the high decreases in satisfaction are translating into people wanting this to be more of a priority. So snow removal is seen as the top priorities by people. And then on the flip side, maintenance of major city streets, that is a priority. Next for communications, we asked what types of sources people use. And some highlights here, Kendall County Record has consistently been the top source, but that did go down 8%, just kind of like you know, in general. Utility billing inserts, that went up, but one thing too that is important to note here is that we've also been increasing the use of MyGovHub, which is the online utility payment system. And there is not a way to insert the utility billing inserts into that module, so that's something we kind of need to consider, even when administering the city survey again, how we want to best effectively get passwords out to people. An increase in Facebook, for example, there's been about an increase of 300 followers in the last 6 months or so. All right, and so then we also asked people, so what types of forms of communication that we don't use that would you like us to use? And people mentioned mostly, like an email blast, kind of a monthly or weekly thing. That was a comment. 32% of people, and then about 40% of people mentioned more of a paper version of a newsletter. And so just something that I've been kind of thinking about is taking what we already do on a weekly basis for you guys as a city council, adding weekly, targeting it more toward residents, coming up with a newsletter name, changing the layout, and then putting it on forums, such as our website, which you can put on the newsfeed section, and anyone that subscribes to that will get a notification. Otherwise, we already have a city info section in the Parks and Rec catalog, so we can either expand that or just make sure to mention that in the catalog we have something on that they can find. And just regards to communications in general, feeling was kind of so-so about communications. I mean, even those that were those types of services that overall satisfaction and neutral were pretty close. Again, as I mentioned before, just an overall satisfaction decrease in communication. The one big shift here, increase, was the website that went up over 5%. And we're continuing to find new features on the website, creating pages to help keep people aware. I know that many of you saw the senior apartment page and thinking of doing something kind of similar for construction projects to have, you know, a central place for people to look to see instead of just Facebook updates. Next is Parks and Rec. Overall, all these services have satisfaction. The highlight here is parks actually were number 3 and number 4 out of all the city services that were ranked in the first question. So those had very high percentages there. And then special events. Generally, people felt more neutral about the smaller events and overall satisfied with the larger ones. And we did see a decrease in all the events, but it's pretty hard to figure out what the significance of that is or how that is. And the only way really to do that is by looking at the comments. I did notice that people commented about Hometown Day, that they're looking for something new, something to add to it. So that's just one thing to keep in mind. And then we also did a ranking on the special events. People would pick out what their favorite special event was. And then pretty much stays consistent, just a switch with Holiday Under the Stars, Music Under the Stars. All right, and the next for community development, and this, the only two questions are related to community development were code enforcement. And then we just saw overall satisfaction with property maintenance and more neutral about customer service. And then one thing to note here is that the table on the screen here is different than what is in the report. My numbers from the, so if you go back to table 3, which is right at the beginning, those are the numbers that should be here. So you actually are seeing a decrease in satisfaction, but at a small percentage. So if you have any questions about that, that is different than the report. Next is economic development, and basically these 5 companies are on the screen are what people are looking for the most. As far as types of businesses or industries, the only type that saw an increase is retail and shopping, so that's huge emphasis for people. And then as far as the types of companies, when people were specified, certain one restaurants were at the top. And then finally, the last section of the survey was just kind of the demographic. So the demographic. Some of the highlights here is that 40% of people mentioned that they didn't know which ward they lived in. And so one step that I've already taken is putting the ward map right on the elected officials page so people can click and find where they live and find out who they are. And I think partially not knowing which ward they live in is affecting why the communication with elected officials went down. We don't know who to communicate with. 60% 0 to 9 were living in Yorkville, and 96% were homeowners. That means that those that are renting are very underrepresented in this area, because actually about 20% of homes are homes, apartments, etc., rented. And then there was no one that's under age 18 that took the survey. So something that we've been thinking about is how we can engage maybe high school student age. Do we want to do a different targeted survey to hear the input from the age group. Just kind of my key takeaway from looking at all this is that I think that we're doing a lot of things right as a city, but I think we need to just kind of, as a result of communications being neutral, we need to just put out there more what we're doing. It can be as simple as, you know, just posting a picture of, I was talking to the park department the other day, you know, hey, let me know if your team feels, snap a picture of it, I'll throw it up on Facebook. Just kind of getting out there what people are doing, what we do every day already. And, I mean, you know, improving the technical aspects of every service, yes, that's important too, but it all starts with communication. If no one knows what we're doing, and that's kind of the big takeaway. And I've been working on a lot of communications and trying to add things, and you know, if any of you guys have anything that you think would be important to communicate, via Facebook, via the website, I'm always open to input. And if you know, department directors want me to, you know, cover something on Facebook, or want to take a picture or something, yeah, do that. So for that, any questions?
Any comments?
Good job.
Thank you. Okay, I'd like to go into public hearing for the proposed fiscal year 2016-2017 budget. Is there anyone here that has any comments for the public on our budget? Okay, so let's close that public hearing. Are there any citizens' comments on agenda items? Okay, moving on. We have the consent agenda. I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Yes.
Roll call.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Bilshewski.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Teeling.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Kott.
Aye.
Klosimo.
Aye.
Trulis.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, we have no minutes for approval. Informational, our bills for payment are $1,131,960.87. And then under Mayor's report, we have a proclamation for the National Service Recognition Day. I'd like to read it. Whereas service to others is a hallmark of the American character and central to how we meet our challenges, and whereas national service expands economic opportunity by creating more sustainable, resilient communities and providing education, career skills, and leadership abilities for those who serve, and whereas national service participants serve in more than 70,000 locations across the country, bolstering the civic, neighborhood, and faith-based organizations that are so vital to our economic and social well-being. And whereas national service participants increase the impact of the organizations they serve with, both through their direct service and by recruiting and managing millions of additional volunteers. And whereas national service represents a unique public-private partnership that invests in community solutions and leverages non-federal resources to strengthen community impact and increase the return on taxpayers' dollars. And whereas AmeriCorps members and SeniorCorps volunteers demonstrate commitment, dedication, and patriotism by making an intense commitment to service, a commitment that remains with them in their future endeavors. And whereas the Corporation for National and Community Service shares a priority with mayors nationwide to engage citizens, improve lives, and strengthen communities, and is joining with the National League of Cities, City of Service, and mayors across the country to recognize the impact of service on the Mayor's Day of Recognition for National Service on April 5th, 2016. Therefore, be it resolved, Gary Galinsky, Mayor of the United City of Yorkville, proclaims April 5, 2016 as National Service Recognition Day and encourages residents to recognize the positive impact of national service in our city, to thank those who serve, and to find ways to give back to their communities. This is dated this 22nd day of March, 2016. And we have some volunteers here to accept.
coordinator with Senior Services Associates, and what we have over 200 volunteers in Kendall County, the lion's share, almost 100 of them here in the city of Yorkville. They're doing an amazing array of projects to help other people. Karen DeAngelis, she is one of our tax aides. She helps people with their taxes as a free service. And how long have you been doing that?
It's my second year.
2 years. Amy Johnson is one of our volunteers who is a driver, drives folks to the doctor, and also is a senior companion, helping seniors stay active and also able to get health care and also just happy in their homes. So Amy is one of our newest volunteers, and I'm just thrilled to have her as one of us. And then Ken Vogus is one of our drivers as well. He's put in many, many miles helping seniors get to doctors. And as you know, our medical facilities are not really close to home. They're getting closer to home. But you've done a lot of drives into the city of Aurora and beyond.
And once or twice in Joliet.
Wow.
In April. Yeah.
So they're wonderful, and I'm so honored to be able to work for them. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Public Works Committee report, no Economic Development Committee report, and no Public Safety Committee report. We do have one item for the Administration Committee. So I'd like to make a motion to approve a contract with Lincoln Financial for life insurance, to approve a contract with Guardian Dental for dental insurance, to approve Blue Cross Blue Shield HMO plan, BAHMO MHH106, and to approve Blue Cross Blue Shield PPO plan, BEHASPPO MPSC3X05, with the HRA card amounts as described in the memo included in this packet item from the City Administrator Olson, dated March 17, 2016. And to authorize the same contribution percentages as last year's health insurance plan for non-union employees and with employee contribution rates in the amounts as authorized by the police department union and the public works union contract. Comments or questions?
Do we have a choice? I mean, everybody's health care is going up, the city's health care is going up, and we compare it to other health care companies, they went up too. So everybody's aware, everybody's health care is going up, and the city's becoming that price. So we really don't have a choice.
Anything else? Okay, roll call.
Koch?
Aye.
Teeling?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Cott?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Trulis?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Bilshewski?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, we have two park board items. One is the review of Grand Reserve Park A improvement bids. I'd like to entertain a motion to accept bid and award contract to Semper Fi Land Services in an amount not to exceed $51,549.
Second.
Comments or questions?
It seems to be a recurring theme. Do we have a choice? I mean, we have to start by April, right?
Yes.
On this one, yeah. Based on the 2008 grant, we have to start by April 2016.
Yes.
So we really don't have a choice. So.
Well, the good news is it's $16,000 less than the next highest bidder. So.
Right. No, no, I'm fine doing it. This is one of those things, you know, where
right.
You know, government commits to something and then they. It's down the road, so we don't think about it, but eventually the day when you commit to something comes. So I'm glad to do it, but we really don't have a choice.
Okay, roll call.
Teeling?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Cott?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Trulis?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, our second is the Bicentennial Riverfront Park Playground Structure Purchase Proposal. So I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the purchase of Burke Playground Proposal number 129-84983-2 in the amount not to exceed $81,815.
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions?
Well, you always look at me.
Figured you'd have something.
I do have something. No, I mean, this is something we actually discussed in our October planning session that we were talking about the Riverfront Park. We all know we got a grant, and this is more for the public than anything else. And obviously, the state of Illinois is holding up those funds. But when you talk to people, a lot of people do want that Riverfront Park. And we used to have one. People would take their kids there. It's a fun area. It's just kids. I know my wife utilized it. And she'll be happy to have a food park down there. So we're kind of taking a gamble. If we don't get our OSLA grant, we're out the $51,000, but we have a nice park. So I think for the city, it's a win-win. We have the park. We either get the money back from OSLA, and if not, once again, this was done kind of the same way as the police cars were done 2 weeks ago within the same budget. They didn't have to reallocate. Once again, kudos to Tim for working within the budget and being able to put those funds together. So I will be supporting it.
Yes, Alderman Cobb?
I agree with Alderman Colosimo. We did it at the park down there at one point, the playground. And it is an attraction, believe it or not. And it also serves as a community park because we really don't have one for that part of town there. So I fully support this. I appreciate what staff has done to move this along. And it'd be nice to get another park or playground down there.
Any other? Okay, roll call.
Teeling?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Cott?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Trulis?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, we have no plan commission, zoning board of appeals, or city council reports. City clerk report?
No report.
Any community and liaison reports? Okay. Staff report?
No reports.
Okay, let's go on to the mayor's report continued. I'd like to entertain a motion to approve an ordinance approving the 2016-2017 fiscal budget.
So moved.
Maybe we'll second?
We'll second so we can discuss. So I'll second.
Okay. Okay, let's open up for discussion. Alderman Cobb?
Yeah, first of all, we've got some time.
Yeah, we weren't contemplating a vote on it tonight, and that's why there wasn't a motion sheet in front of
us. Okay, sorry.
By the end of April is when you have to approve it, get a following September. So we still have three more meetings after this. So tonight's really just for a discussion on, if people want to talk about individual policy considerations or if they have questions. I do have one open question from Alderman Frieders related to just various revenues and costs associated with different departments that when we get finalized here, hopefully within the next day or two, I send it to him, I'll send it to everybody else. Nobody else has submitted anything to me in writing at this point, a couple verbal questions here and there. So if anybody has any questions, we're going to take them out.
The one thing that caught my eye here, and the staff did a nice job analyzing the economic development coordinator position, showing us what our options are. And we've been fortunate to have Lynn stay on board. But I think the big issue here is, in my mind, should this be a full-time position? And can we get more for our buck here, for taxpayer dollar, if we make it an in-house full-time position? And that's something I think I'd like to see it resolved before we vote on a budget. And I personally would like to see it become a full-time in-house. I just think if you look at the numbers here, they seem to make more sense. So, but just see what everybody else feels about that.
Yeah, and if you look purely at it from a numbers perspective, it makes more sense not to use Lynn and to have an in-house employee of the city full-time. The only thing, in my opinion, I mean, Lynn and I have not always agreed on everything, obviously, but I think that losing Lynn, we lose a lot of institutional knowledge, a lot of city knowledge that right now is very valuable. She's got a lot of irons in the fire, and I agree. I would prefer to have somebody who works for the city as our employee and is here full time. But I think with the knowledge and the background and history that Lynn has with the city, I think at this time we are looking for a fusion of economic development. I think she's worth the expense and to carry on with her for a few years more. Is she the long-term solution to use Lynn for the next 10 years? I don't agree with that. I agree. I would like to have somebody in-house. But I think where we are right now in our planning and our development and our trying to infuse business into the city, I would support spending the extra money and keeping Lynn for a while longer to keep these projects going. So that's my position.
Yeah, the only thing I'd like to add to that, I really think of it as Lynn as a consultant that is out there or, you know, recruiting. And if you do bring it into the city as a position, that might have some changes that I'll have to make to it, if you know what I'm saying, because they wouldn't be allowed to do, you know, the recruiting part of it. And that's something we'd have to discuss, I think.
I guess my concern is it's such a competitive market, trying to lure businesses into a community. Can really somebody that's doing it 15, 20 hours really do it justice? I think it's something where you need a full-time person out there, and that's their sole job, is to attract businesses to Yorkville. And I agree. I think Lynn does a great job. I really do. I was on board when you first came, and phenomenal job. It's just, you know, I would get the best service for the money we're spending.
I didn't see her sitting there. I'm glad I said nice things.
Just to chime in here, it is something that we look at, especially now that the first few months worth of invoices have come in, to see, you know, exactly how it tracks up financially compared to the hours. And, you know, now being hands-on with what she does on a day-to-day basis, you know, I would say that there is a lot of efficiency and strategic advantage achieved through the institutional knowledge, which is the point you brought up. But where, even if we hire somebody, the accumulated, you know, knowledge of 20 years of knowing who the property owners are, what the history of the property is, the entitlements that are on the, our processes, there's a lot of efficiency that can be achieved there, whereas if somebody was in-house, they would be struggling through a lot of that, in my opinion, probably for the first 3 or 4 years of their career here. Just getting to know the different landowners and, you know, utility disadvantages and advantages on different properties, that's where you're able to cut down on some of the hours and still be effective.
Any other comments or questions on the budget?
We move on. I actually had two questions for Eric. Regarding the mosquito application this year, last year all we did was inlets, so it's the same thing.
So it's not.
Okay. But you're still going to apply a 5% increase just because of Eric's
school 5%.
Got it. The second one was about the baseline road bridge. So it's 160 to repair or 160 to shut it down?
I believe it was only 60 is what we had budgeted to close it. We bid it out, and I want to say it was close to $300,000
to repair. So 60 versus 300?
Yes.
Just double check them. Everything else Rob answered earlier is wrong.
Yeah. Anybody else have anything?
Does the decision have to be made on that bridge anytime soon?
No, not imminently, other than the fact that it has a relatively poor grade. It could be something, you know, where a couple years ago we were running into a similar situation as River Road Bridge.
Is it really a bridge?
It is.
Technically? Technically it's a bridge.
I mean, if we go out there, I think we're required either 2 months or 6 months, I don't remember, to go out there and inspect it, and if it ever gets a failing grade, we're required to shut down the road. So, you know, we figured we'd be proactive, at least from that regard, given that it's, you know, it's grade, relative condition, and the fact that IDOT will be through to do Route 47 there for at least another 5 to 10 years.
Is that going to hold out 5 to 10 years?
We don't think so, no.
So if we put the money into them and they redo Route 47, it's pretty much going to rip down anyway.
Yeah, so then IDOT would replace it within their cost structure. So most of it would be borne by IDOT, which is one of the reasons why we prefer to delay it. It's one of our least used roads, right, traffic count-wise, strategic. It doesn't have much of a, you know, an advantage, at least for your residents. There is some regional transportation use, but there are parallel routes elsewhere, so it's not a situation like it was on the road.
Right.
But it's not a state of deterioration that's going to cost more than $300,000 legally?
No.
Not the enforcement.
No.
Alderman Cole? Yeah.
I was with how many residents with that. I don't remember the exact traffic count, but I know that we had gotten at some point or another, I want to say it was a third the amount of where River Road was.
I would assume that bridge is mostly used by plane residents.
Yes.
They get off of 47, and instead of coming to Yorkville getting caught stuck in traffic, they jet down towards Plano, Ash Road, and Aladdin.
Yeah.
They take that way. Maybe we should ask our friends in Plano to help us out.
Yeah, I can expect their response given the old Mill Road situation from a few years ago where they had paid for it and gave us the bill and we said we'll pay you later.
Put a train station right there too, maybe.
Oh, God. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions on the budget? Yes?
I did have one thing to think about, and I know Oswego has proposed it in their budget. So one of the main outcomes of the shared services agreement was a procurement officer that could be shared by multiple towns, and Oswego has proposed it in their budget. They're prepared, assuming it gets approved, obviously, to hire the individual as an Oswego employee if we were to split the cost with them to do so. So Dan DeSanto and I have been talking about the nuts and bolts of exactly how that would work. It'd probably be an Oswego employee that we would then reimburse them costs for, but theoretically we should get 1,000 hours out of per year. So that is something that we'll probably at least get a ballpark figure for, request it to be put in the budget, and then as things actually progress with the discussion, you would select that if you were ever going to hire the person. You would still have to work out a lot of the details, so it may be something that falls apart at a later date, but we would at least want the budget amount in there. So the idea behind it is we think that we can hire somebody that would be good enough, and there's enough efficiencies achieved because we have such small staffs between the two communities, that person would be able to pay for themselves over a 2 to 3 year period. So that would be the sales pitch that we would make in order to do it, and then try it, and if it doesn't work, then we would say this isn't something that we're willing to continue to do. We think that somebody can save us a lot of man hours and cost in doing so.
So do we want to table this?
There's no motion on the floor.
There is.
Yes, the request would be to table it until the next meeting. For discussion,
I'll move to table.
Okay. So we have a motion to table. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. Roll call.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Teeling? Frieders?
Aye.
Cut?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Any additional business? Okay, we have no executive session. Are there any citizens' comments on anything else? Okay, we don't. So let's adjourn this meeting at 7:39.